Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Corelation's 10th annual client conference in San Diego, California. And look who we have in the virtual studio lounge. We have Michelle Smith from Discovery Federal Credit Union. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. How's the conference going so far?
Oh, the conference is fantastic. It's so good to be back here and network with peers and see everyone. It feels like it's been a really long time. So we're all excited to be back here. It's been great so far.
Yeah, it seems like a decade since we've all seen another human being, basically.
It sure does.
Crazy. Does. The time vacuum that virus created is something amazing. But hey, let's talk about something else, a little bit more positive. Sure. You were on a pretty cool panel yesterday. It was called the Pandemic Roundtable. Yes. Sounds a little ominous, but the content was second to none. You guys did such a great job. You and Jim Daly and Becky Reed were up there talking about what your respective credit unions did during this time, like right at the beginning and during and after. So give us a quick overview of what you guys talked about. Maybe we'll dive into a couple of details as well.
Sure, absolutely. So at Discovery, we closed in March, when the orders came down for businesses not essential to do so. Right. What we did was we closed our lobby and we operated drive-through only. So our branch staff was on a rotation to fill that drive-up role. And our back office staff and our management staff, took their Chromebooks and worked from home. And it was something that we were prepared for. About 50% of our staff already had credit union issued devices, for emergency purposes, getting connected, after hours or in bad weather. They were equipped to work remotely, in those instances. So it was pretty easy for us to transition that back office and management staff. And then so we also quickly equipped some of the branch staff, to go home and answer phones, on days that they weren't responsible for handling the drive up.
Right.
And that was really easy, too. We have a hosted phone system, so it's all soft phone. Really spinning everybody up was pretty easy, pretty smooth. We were able to do it really quickly. Our members adjusted nicely. They started using the drive up. They called us, they used the digital channels even more so. We already had good penetration in our online services, and that continued that steady uptick. And services in particular, mobile deposit, also increased quite a bit. We prompted a little more of that by upping the limit. So there's a daily limit that you can deposit with us. And we elevated that. So we tried to do pretty much everything we could to make it as normal as possible for the members. So all in all, the members adapted well, the staff adapted well. We feel really good about our response.
Yeah, I think everybody across the board had, I don't want to say a kind of a forgiving attitude, knowing what everyone's going through.
Right.
And so it's like, okay,
I agree.
Just roll with it. All right. This is, unprecedented times, obviously. So let's just deal with it the best we can. So
agree.
And you guys are, and who would have ever thunk that the drive-through would be so crucial at that time? It's an important part of a branch operations, but oh my gosh, was it vital for many credit unions? Probably it sounds like yours was as well, right?
It sure was. It was a really safe way to continue doing business and give that option to the members that really did want to visit the branch. So if they weren't comfortable with mobile, or if they wanted to see someone or have a conversation, they could at least do it. There were days we had quite the long line at the drive up. But all in all, it went really well.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I bet your members were just very satisfied as well. I mean, everybody, we just hear story after story of people bending over backwards. So it just really gives credit unions a really good name and ups that trust, that loyalty factor as well. So you really bent over backwards for your members. And I'm sure they're going to help you guys out as well, coming back for more business. So that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me about some lessons learned. I know there was a question in there yesterday, some lessons learned over, this time, this last year and a half. So what are some lessons that you guys have learned? And then where are you guys today as well?
Well, I definitely think lessons learned is the staff as a whole learned how to be more flexible. They also learned to leverage some of the tools we already had in place that maybe weren't used as frequently as they should have been. So I'll use DocuSign for an example.
Yeah.
So, you know, executing documents, whether it's something as simple as a stop payment authorization, you know, right through to loan closing documents. We've had DocuSign available for quite some time, and it probably wasn't always used in the situations where it could have been.
Yeah.
So that's one example that, you know, something was already in place that employees really leveraged mm-hmm. because the need increased. And so that helps us in the long run, right? It's more convenient for members. You know, why come all the way over to the branch to, you know, close or settle your loan documents
exactly.
or, you know, submit some other type of paperwork. So I would say, you know, those types of things, you know, there's many more examples, but, you know, it all in the same theme. That was one of, you know, my favorite things that came out of it.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. So where are you guys, where are you all today with operations? Branches are open, headquarters open, that type of stuff. Employees That's, back to work or not back to work? Where are you guys with that situation?
It's kind of a blend. So our lobbies reopened in June as soon as we could and felt comfortable and felt it was safe. And we reopened with all the precautions in place, you know, the mask mandate, the social distancing, all of that. And by the time we opened, we put a new solution in place for appointment scheduling, basically to help manage the lobby traffic a little bit. Nicer and more formally. So again, that's something that wasn't necessarily planned that we, you know, collaborated on and got that done quickly in time for the reopening. Mm-hmm. And that's helped us in many ways as well, because not only can we do appointments in the lobby, but you can schedule a phone appointment or a video appointment.
Yeah.
So again, our response was completely different given the circumstance. That wasn't something we were really looking to do at this time. So as far as staff goes right now, we still have a good portion of our back office support teams, you know, marketing, accounting, IT, working remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And the branch staff is back full time, obviously, because our hours have returned to normal.
Yeah.
And, you know, our members have returned to in-person business. You know, some just like to come in and see that smiling face. And, you know, we're kind of all about serving the members how they want to be served. So we're happy that we saw an increase in use of digital channels, but we're also welcoming them to the branch if that's how they prefer to be mm-hmm. served.
Yeah, I've been to the branch a few times as well. And it's almost back to normal. I mean, people are still wearing masks. I'm wearing a mask. And so,
right.
But at least you get to go in and talk to a human being. And it's that part of it's really, really nice. So, and right. I'm complementing it with the digital services and stuff too. But as you're talking about all the things that you guys did during that time, it's amazing how when pressed, the abilities or the capabilities that we have to create workarounds or new solutions and how those will stick in the long run. I mean, I'm sure you guys obviously experienced that and what has stuck since then as well, right?
Well, I'll give you another example. Something that came out of the pandemic and, you know, us looking for more creative ways to serve the membership. So I mentioned a little while ago how that drive-up line got quite long.
Yeah.
So we collaborated and came up with, hey, let's offer curbside. So if somebody has something really quick
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to wait in the line, they can pull into a parking space, you know, very similar to a restaurant. We have a direct dial phone number posted on the sign. They call up, you know, someone in the member service team picks up, you know, they ask, you know, what they're there to do and which space they're in, mm-hmm. you know, and somebody heads out. We're not handling cash transactions that way.
Right.
But, you know, you can get a check, deposit a check, notary services, pick up documents. You know, we have the list of services all posted on, you know, really nice sign out there.
Yeah.
And it's a great service. And if it takes off, we might keep it.
Oh, wow.
You know, we just started it a few weeks ago. So, you know, just one more creative way to do business that's, you know, not typical for a financial institution.
Right, right.
So maybe a little bit of a differentiator for us at Discovery. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, but a little bit nostalgic as well, because it kind of takes you back to the drive. What was the drive-up restaurants?
Where they Sonic.
Sonic. That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, that's such cool. I love stories like this. It's really neat to see how people, again, just really, I don't know, the cream rises to the top. top, you know, and we've got some really cool solutions out there. All right. Well, Michelle, anything else to add? Any final thoughts on this topic or what you guys discussed in the session yesterday to wrap up?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
Well, congratulations on getting through that whole thing. Thank you. Hopefully we're on the other side of it now, or at least getting there on the other side of it. So, you guys, sounds like you guys did a stellar job during that time and right now as well. So congrats.
Thank you. It's great talking with you.
Yeah. Nice talking to you as well. And keep doing what you're doing. Keep up the good work. This is fantastic. Love it.
Will do.
All right. All right, Michelle. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the conference. Okay.
Oh, I certainly will.
All right.